Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey, and I pray that my words may in some way feed you, some way touch you, some way bless you, I hope, that you might follow the Lord more closely. Let's take a look now at the first letter of Paul to Titus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. This is St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, remind them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be open to every good enterprise. They are to slander no one. That means get rid of the gossip, get rid of the gossip. They are to slander no one, to be peaceable, considerate, exercising all graciousness toward everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deluded, slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. But when the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of his mercy, he saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. Brothers and sisters, it isn't because of who we are or who we think we are. It isn't because of all our awards or positions in government or city government or whatever the case may be. None of that can save us. None of it. You and I have been saved by a Savior. He came. He loved us. He died for us. Just stop for a moment. Just stop and think. He died for us. He knows you by name. He knows more about you than you know about yourself. Or remember, he knows you, and he loves you, and he died for you. Please give him your whole heart. Ask him to lead your life and show you the way in which he wants you to go. In fact, Psalm 23 today tells us, "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want." Nothing. Think about that. I mean, just that one verse, "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want." And yet, many times because of our selfishness, other people have gone hungry. God sees all that. People have gone thirsty. God sees it. Please, brothers and sisters, share with others what you have. Do what the Lord would ask of you. Please, in all the little ways, might be a neighbor, might be someone down the street, but please, wherever you see someone in need, see if they need anything. Don't get closed in on yourself. You're part of the body of Christ. God looks over you. He sees you. He knows your heart. He wants you to be an unselfish servant. I don't mean that you have to work yourself to the bone. I just mean open your eyes to the world around you and see what good you can do. Might be something very small, but you don't know how all those small things add up to a great crown. Please, brothers and sisters, I'm strong on this because I know how easy it is for us to become closed in, especially at a time like this. And we don't think we're selfish, but we're closed in on ourselves. If you have sick people in your home, that's a different story. You're caring for people. Just keep doing that. But other than that, Every day I ask you to reach out, especially in this time. Don't complain. Serve, please. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." You're the best shepherd in the world. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Do you believe that? He is. With your rod and your staff that give me courage, he will give you courage. He will give you generosity. He will give you hope. If you don't close yourself in on yourself or just on your family at this time, reach out. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd, and if I follow him, I dwell with him in heaven, at home, forever. Pay attention to that. It's not just a nice psalm. It's really telling us the things that we want to do or should do or need to do to be able to follow him. In all circumstances, the Alleluia verse before the gospel says, in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. The gospel is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." You know, the lepers were cast out. They're crying out, "Have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. While they did what God wanted them to do, they were made well. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Think about that for ourselves. Maybe we don't have that disease. Maybe we have others. Or maybe we're quite a gossiper. Or maybe we love to pass on a good story to somebody that isn't a very good story. Brothers and sisters, stop. Go to the Lord and say, "Lord, Lord, please, please cleanse me. Please cleanse me from my sin." Go to confession if you need to. Get up the courage to do it. You will be blessed beyond price. For ask God's forgiveness. Ask other people's forgiveness. Please, repentance is a grace that brings tremendous blessings with it. You'll see over the coming months, won't come right away necessarily, but you'll see how good God will be to you, for he loves you. He loves you in a way that none of us could love one another. He is the King of all kings. He is the Lord of all lords, and he loves us. He knows you by name. He knows you sometimes better than you know yourself. Really, he knows every thought, every desire, every hope. He knows it all. And he loves you. Wherever you've sinned, please just ask forgiveness. Please. It's not going to kill you. It's going to give you life. Please. You might be saying, oh, well, if you know what I had done. God knows. God knows. You go to the sacrament of reconciliation. That's what God has provided for us, that we don't have to carry our sins for years. Ask God's forgiveness. And then God has even more access in you and through you to others. My goodness, don't give up the joy of forgiveness. Please don't. And many people are caught in that. Oh, it's too embarrassing or it's too hard. No, no, it is hard sometimes. But God loves you. God will go with you. You'll be amazed at the freedom and the hope, the new hope that you will have. And I want you to have it. I want every one of us on this Food for the Journey to know life eternal and life here in this life, to know a life that's more full, more satisfying, more hopeful, and that we become more generous, more kind. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart. God is ready to give to you. He's ready to give you anything that is good for you. He is ready and he is waiting. Please, open your heart. Even before you leave this radio, even before now, would you please, with me, just quiet your soul. And say, Lord Jesus, I do love you. But I've committed so many sins, or I've done so much that's wrong, or I don't even see all that I've done wrong. Would you please help me? Would you please come to me? Would you show me that the new life, through confession, the new life that I could have with you, please help me. Please show me the way. And then just sit there for a few minutes. You don't have to say anything. Just be quiet and still. And then, with God's grace, please take one step in the right direction. Please come back to confession. May God abundantly bless you today. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.